We're now in the foyer looking at 8 video, DVD installations by Pavel Altheimer in collaboration with Artur Zhiminski. Pavel Altheimer and Arthur Zhiminski are in the foyer with 8 pieces that they collaborated on. Zhiminski was a cameraman for these pieces. I'd like to think of them as sketches or experiments. They're essentially about the artist Altheimer taking different substances, hallucinogens, truth serums, peyote, hashish, mushrooms. He also underwent hypnosis with 2 different teachers. He did this with Zhiminski in some instances and also with other friends. And Zhiminski took the camera and documented it. They're very short, roughly 8 minutes long. They were shot in 2003-04. In these pieces, Altheimer is interested in reaching a kind of state of purity, getting back to maybe a prenatal or early childhood state in which the senses are not edited. As we grow up, we become more inhibited, we edit ourselves more, we become socialized beings and are not able to see things in a direct way, see nature and life in a direct way. By taking these various chemical substances, he was able to attain a certain immediacy about the world in his perception of the world. And the piece is not about escaping or kind of an escapism from the world, but being able to see it in a more immediate, not mediated way. In one of the videos, he is with his young daughter, and you see her reaction to the natural world and her expectations of her father and the kind of gap between the generations. At one point, she's climbing over a bronze sculpture that's in the park, and a police officer comes by and tells him that she cannot crawl over this sculpture. So you have these different layers of human expectations of how it's impossible to sense things in the natural world. You have other excerpts where laughter becomes not only just a simple release, but laughter becomes a kind of a means of empowerment in a sense, in a kind of cathartic way. And he talks about that as he is laughing himself about something that he feels under the influence of a drug. Or he talks about the power of laughter in relation to a bunch of teenagers sitting on a bench not too far from him and how they're laughing, and the idea of laughter as a sort of revolutionary kind of emotion. He is in the desert in New Mexico, and he has a brief conversation with Zhiminski, who's also in the desert under the influence of peyote, and he talks about having felt the presence of God, the power of God. And Zhiminski says that he doesn't believe in God and doesn't like this idea of God. Altheimer comes back to him and says, it's unfortunate that God has this notion of God has become pejorative. And he says, what I really mean is that it's the power of a spirit. And so they have a discussion about religion. These these little episodes within these eight exercises on really have to do with shedding the layers of our socialized lives and trying to understand our relationship to each other and the natural world. He talks also about using the body as a tool, the way animals have these pure instincts, that we seem to get further away from these animal instincts as we grow older, but that they are still somehow very much in us. He's interested in getting in finding them again.